Florida's population is growing. It's also getting older, and more people have health insurance. That's driving demand for healthcare services. And just as there's a need for more physicians, there's also a need for more nurses. 10 of Florida's 12 public universities offer nursing programs, and many of the state's community colleges do too. But Ed Morton, a member of the state's university system, has some questions for those presidents.
We're critically short of nurses. We're critically short of doctors. I looked at 12 work plans. I didn't see anybody talking about registered nursing. We have ceded to other schools and universities one of the fundamental critical needs of the state of Florida. Many of you have studied this much more than I have. And the experts tell me that we need baccalaureate nurses, magnet status hospitals.
There's a big demand for nurses with bachelor's degrees. And while there are programs in nearly every college, each is different. Then there's the problem of finding teachers. To teach a nurse, you have to be a nurse. And to recruit teachers, you have to pay them, says Kathy Robinson, a registered nurse and Board of Governors member.
I think we're starting them around 50, which is what our baccalaureate graduates get when they graduate. A top professor at the top research-intensive universities, maybe 120, 130, which is not hard for a nurse practitioner to earn at all in regular practice.
She says a nurse recently turned down a teaching offer because the salary was too low. There are also problems with access to clinical training spaces. Private, for-profit schools often pay for space for their students, but then those students are restricted in what they can do. And universities can do a lot for their students in simulation labs. But those future nurses also need real-world training. Meanwhile, board member Deborah Jordan notes the nursing and physician shortage is not just a Florida problem.
I know in Massachusetts, where I have two friends who are nurses, they can, to your point, Kathy, they can basically go wherever they want and work and ask for and demand a salary because they've been doing it for a long time and they're valued. And they're just not producing enough nurses. So
the Board of Governors plans to ask the Florida legislature for a one-time influx of $15 million for a nursing faculty incentive program. The money would go toward recruiting and keeping nursing faculty at the state's public universities. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.